This is the Seedbed Daily Text. The tiniest, most powerful pivot word in the Bible. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. Consider this. I say paraklesis. You say correct hoopo money. One of the hardest things about descent number 17 is the way we keep thinking it is going to end soon. Like maybe after no figs, and then the grapes are gone. Then it comes to no olives, and you think that will be the bottom of it. Next, it's no grain. Surely things will turn soon. Then it's no sheep. Sometimes when I'm at Costco and see someone with three cases of wine in their shopping cart, I think to myself, they just can't let the grapes go. Can we be honest? In the midst of descent number 17, we just want someone to make it stop. We want to escape it. Then it's no cattle. Trials of many kinds can sometimes come in unending waves, especially as we age. The doctor speaks the dreaded C word, but they think they caught it early and it's not that aggressive. The surgery doesn't get it all. Then the news, it has spread into the lymph nodes. Then your spouse falls and breaks their hip. And all of this while you are trying to move into the assisted living. And they're trying to age you out of your job. And now they want to take your car keys away from you? Who are these people? My peepaw used to say, old age is overrated. Do I need to encourage you to remember the most neglected affirmation of faith that must be most affirmed out loud in these times? This is a test of my faith. Times 10. Why? Because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. James 1:3. Then someone in their 30s, posing as Aristotle, says to you, this too shall pass. And you think to yourself, right, like a kidney stone. It just doesn't qualify as biblical encouragement. No, we need to know Jesus is bringing the paraklesis encouragement and the hoopomone. Perseverance, by the transfusion of the Holy Spirit. We just have to stop trying to escape the trials and learn how to participate in what He is doing, which is to say, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James 1:4. The telltale sign that perseverance is finishing its work is joy. There is a kind of joy that runs alongside the happiness of life's blessings. These are those gifted times and places in life we can truly enjoy. Then there is another kind of joy that begins to stir in the darkest night. It is not born of happy circumstance and good blessings. This is not the joy of enjoyment. There is nowhere to turn for relief, which is why these occasions tend to be fraught with despair and depression. It is in this place we have the chance to discover one of the tiniest terms in the Bible. It is a pivot word, the tiniest, strongest little word this side of heaven. You saw it in the text, verse 18, yet. It is the first word of the song of Valley number 18. This little word functions like a pair of binoculars through which we look back up the long, steep climb down of descent number 17. No figs, no grapes, no olives, no grain, no sheep, no cattle. Yet. If we want to stretch this word out to its longest possible, most substantial rendering, we might say, nevertheless. But we can't go around this word. This is the little word of reckoning, or reckoning, to be more true to the reality. Yet signifies everything is not fixed or restored or even improving. Yet. What begins as a whisper must become a shout. Yet. 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 For you musicians among us, yet moves like the crescendo from pianissimo to fortissimo. I like to start out whispering the word and then let it grow slowly in volume. At the midway point, I will get out of my chair and begin to walk around the house, saying it louder and louder until I'm shouting it. Then I begin to extend my arms and hands upward with each shout. As I did it today, somewhere along the way, the yet transformed into a yes. So the invitation today, if you find yourself in descent number 17, let the yet leads you to the yes. Undoubtedly, you know someone in the descent right now. If so, begin to say and pray like this on their behalf. So that's the first word of the song of Valley number 18. We will learn the rest of the song tomorrow and the day after that. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. The prayer, Father, thank you for this guidance that the way to yes is yet. Jesus, no one shows us this better than you, who in the deepest, darkest descent number 17 ever recorded in human history said, yet not my will, but your will be done. Your yet leads us to your yes. We pray for those who find themselves at the end of their rope today, who don't want to go on. We prophesy this little word, yet, into them now. Holy Spirit, lead us into this mystery, this place of profound courage, of deepest truth, of invincible and inescapable life. For your name's sake, Jesus. Amen. The question, what keeps you from declaring the yet? Are you still waiting on things to get better before you can go there? Are you still looking for the circumstantial blessings in order to rejoice in the Lord? It's hard, isn't it? Can we be honest, even if it's not the answer we would like to have right now? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.